We're going to have an update next on a law in Denmark passed 2 years ago. It's an immigration law that's among the toughest in Europe. The government says the new legislation was an attempt to stem the influx of foreigners. The government says many foreigners already in the country commit more crimes than those who are native-born, are a burden on the welfare system, and haven't integrated into Danish society. The law has also turned more than 1,000 young Danes into exiles in their own country. From their own country, Kyle James reports.
In Denmark, gay marriage is legal, crime is low, overseas aid is generous, and the country's welfare system has made abject poverty almost non-existent. Denmark has a reputation as being a tolerant, progressive kind of place.
I used to think so as well, but I don't think that anymore. There's something rotten in Denmark.
Yannick Zalholt is with a group called Marriage Without Borders. He agrees with the sentiment expressed by Shakespeare 400 years ago, primarily because of the tough immigration legislation passed in 2002. Its supporters say it was meant to tighten up asylum rules and stop forced marriages in the immigrant community. But over the past 2 years, it's also caught more than 1,000 young Danes in its net. If they're under 24 and have married people from outside the European Union, they can't live in Denmark.
When you're a Danish citizen, you should have the right to choose the husband or wife of your own choice and live in your own country. But the reality is not like that.
For Daniel Nielsen, a 24-year-old Dane who works in Copenhagen, reality is driving home every day after work to his 20-year-old wife Jada, who's from Turkey. That might not seem out of the ordinary, but in order to live with Jada, Daniel has to drive home to a foreign country, Sweden.
I can get pretty angry at Denmark. I still work in Denmark, I still pay taxes in Denmark, and I'm not allowed to vote, and I'm not allowed to be there. Political refugee would be a good term for us.
Swedish authorities say more than 1,000 mixed Danish foreign couples have set up house in Sweden out of necessity, and the numbers are increasing. They're living a commuter existence across the bridge that connects Denmark to Sweden. One publication dubbed it the Love Bridge. Daniel's wife Jada says she's baffled at the Danish government's attitude.
They have taken a lot away from us for no real reason. Their arguments are quite ridiculous, and I still cannot understand why they would throw people like us out just because of the place I come from.
If you accept an immigration for a small country like ours in this amount that you've seen, many customs will change, many ways of living in the Danish society will change.
Peter Skorup is a vice chairman of the Danish People's Party, an anti-immigrant party which only formed in 1995, but is now the third largest in parliament. It's not part of the governing coalition, but still holds a great deal of influence. Its critics say it pushed the government toward adopting a hard line on immigration, like that represented by Ivan Vesselbro, a member of the Liberal Party.
We don't say that you cannot marry, but we say where we want to live, and the people could live in Turkey.
It's attitudes like that that are putting off many mixed couples from even trying to live in Denmark, and it's a perception that could affect Denmark's future. The country's birth rate is low, under replacement level. To keep its population from shrinking, there's an argument Denmark will need immigrants. But right now, the welcome mat appears to be rolled up. For NPR News, I'm Kyle James.